In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Let it be a moment of encounter. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Please, I would like us to observe a proper decorum for the presence. Therefore, no moving around. Let there be absolute concentration. We have to show God that we are ready for business. And today, He will put an end to every financial limitation in your life. Oh my dumio nye meji lora mishe o. Mama John get here. Money wo o ra mishe. Somebody's up there won't tell me. Say it. You are afraid. Did David not say goodness and mercy? Hypocrite in here. Somebody won't tell me. Then you ask me, give me goodness and mercy in the name of Jesus. Clap your hand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 5 verse 7. Let me build my case from there. Oh goodness. Oh goodness. I have to take my time to gather momentum for this. Because I know if you open up your spirit and you are here with me today, God will attend to your matter. Hello, Ramishe. Is this the best you can do? Hallelujah. We have a broad topic that we have been dealing with since yesterday about breaking financial limitation, but today I want to bring it in another dimension, which I want you to pay keen attention. Engaging the mystery of mercy. There is a mystery behind mercy. You know, I begin to conclude in my heart. I will not bore you with all the definition of mercy, but I conclude in my heart that one day we will get to heaven. And then we will ask God, show me the personality called mercy. And He will point to Jesus. I have made up my mind that there is nobody can bear such status in heaven. He operates at the realm of the ark beings. The Bible says, mercy prevail over judgment. What could have changed in God's mind on any subject matter? What is this mercy? Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22, I believe, or 23 now. He said, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. What could be this mercy? Wait, the scripture says mercy prevail over judgment. So there was a battle between judgment and mercy. Does that make sense to you now? Now, let's now bring it this. Oh my God. The Bible says we do not have an high priest who is not touched by the feelings of our infirmity. Now, the Bible says, are you ready for this? He said, even if we mistakenly sin, we have an advocate who is beside the Father pleading on our behalf. So when the Father wants to get angry by the justice system of the kingdom, mercy say, Baba, I'm here. I'm beginning to suspect mercy. I think it's one of the names that the scripture promised us, that he that overcometh, I will show him my new name. I believe that one day we'll reach heaven and God will say, come, let me show you. I was actually the one behind that name, mercy. The day Jesus met with Bartholomew, he did something that shook men. He said, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy upon me. You don't know what happened that day. It was a double honor. When you call a man pastor, doctor, prophet, pastor, he called Jesus by his name. He said, Jesus first, son of David. You remember the sure mercies of David in Psalm 55. And Isaiah chapter 55, verse 3 now. The sure mercies of David. So he said, Jesus, the son of David, he stood. Then he now said, have mercy upon me. So it's like you are saying, professor, doctor. He could not resist it. The Bible says, even though there was crowd, he stood still. He said, bring him here. Oga, you have touched something in the realm of the spirit. What do you want? Let's go back to, I want to build my case. Matthew 5, 7. Thank you. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You must come to understand this part about God, that nothing is accidentally put in the scriptures. They were inspired by God. There were mysteries of the kingdom that God decided to put in place for men to be able to navigate and journey with him. Please follow me. We are going on a journey. Follow me. Among all things, there are this set of people in my hand. If you become merciful, blessed are you. Others can be cursed, but there's a portion of anointing I place upon a man who is full of mercy. He cannot be cursed. Blessed are they. A true understanding of the kingdom principle will save us a lot of embarrassment over our proclamation of faith. Let me say it in a better English. The best way not to disappoint and disgrace your faith in God is to understand the principle that governs every process in the kingdom. Are you with me? In this kingdom, there is nothing called lucky. Maybe I should say it in another way. Pity is different from mercy. Mercy is different from pity. Please don't confuse it. You see, the confusion is why we are having many, many problems in our life. Mercy is not pity. Please come. If this man show me mercy, it's because of relationship. He has known me before. Please listen. But if he wants to pity me, probably, this is the best that pity can do for a man. Probably he saw me as a blind man walking. The best he can do to me is not to have mercy on me, is to pity my condition. Many times we approach God for pity. He doesn't pity people. He shows mercy. Oh my God. It is wisdom to sit down and learn, how do I obtain it? I don't need to do anything for this man. If I'm a blind man, for him to give me money, he only need to pity me. Is that correct? And it doesn't matter how much I pity or he pity me, he can never give me his fortune. Some of us, we are at the level of pity with God. That's why God will never release his treasure to you. Am I communicating? What you been? Have I offended you? We thought that God is going to pity us, so we go to the place of prayer. God said, what is wrong with you? Even though I can touch with the feeling of your infirmity, I did not put it in my scripture that I will pity you. I only say I will have mercy on you. If the Lord is going to break down, I'm going somewhere. If the Lord is going to break financial limitation over your life, one of the instruments he will use is mercy. So for me, this guy called mercy, that said, blessed are the merciful, for there is something about their life, they will never lack mercy. Then I should pay attention to how to become merciful. Does that sound like English? Is that simple enough? Okay. For a very long time, you are going to do a lot of work, don't worry. God bless you, sir. Abimuku Kuku ordain you now. God bless you. Are you listening to me? For many, many a times, let's say this is God. It's left to you to know what to do with that. Let's say this is God. Are you listening to me? We have taught that everything that has to do with our life is God's responsibility, which is why our life will never progress. I know he's God. I know he's all powerful. I know he's all majesty. I know he can do whatever he pleases. But the justice system of the kingdom restricts him from doing just anything. He can't just do anything. There is a system that governs God himself. I shared with you some days ago. Why do you think God could not stop Eve from eating the fruit? He dare not stop her. Because he's a spirit. He has no jurisdiction on earth. Until a man submits his body for God to use, he cannot do anything. That's why when he returned, he told the serpent, "You play trick on me. You came, you devil, you came through the serpent. Okay, I'm going to make sure I return back through this, the seed of this woman. And when I return, my first assignment is to bruise your head. This time, I will not come back in the spirit. I will come through a flesh. So Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 said to us, unto you a child is born, but unto me, God, a son is given. So that I can deal with that mess that the devil did the other time. He took advantage that there is a justice system. That even though I want to help you, that the system will query God. You dare not help him. You know the principle now. I wish I'm communicating. I told you. And the Bible says, unto you a child is born, unto me a son is given. That's what that passage means. You can't born a son. He said, and his name. Okay, government shall be upon his shoulder. And he said, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty and Everlasting God, the Prince of Peace. He said his name shall be called Emmanuel. This son that I'm going to give to you. Listen to me. I shared with you some days ago. I said the meaning of Emmanuel is E-M. That means inside. Put it side by side. Then you see man in between. Inside man. Then you find E-L. E-L in Greek is Elo, which is Elohim. God himself. El means God. So inside a man, there shall be a God so that God can operate on earth. That's the meaning of Emmanuel. So for many years, I've been depending on this God to make a way for me. Oh God, make a way. Make a way. Make a way. Promote me. Lift my head. Do this. Do that. God said, I actually want to. It's my plan. You remember our scripture yesterday that I know my thoughts towards you, but the expected end is your duty. I want to help you, but there is a condition you must satisfy, because even me, God, I have put myself under that condition. If God follow principle and protocol, who are you? Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Until the true understanding of partnership principle dawn on us as Christians, a lot of things are going to lack in our life. I told you, God cannot operate alone here. He needs a man. That's why, including saving a soul, God needs a man. You are that important. Genesis chapter 1, God had given you dominion over this cosmos. He can't violate it. If you say one day, I just see that, I just stop sinning. I don't like to sin again. I want to give my life to Christ. You are a liar. Somebody has prayed in the closet and commissioned God to go after your soul. He said, when I wanted to destroy the land, I sought for a man who can stand between the porch. He said, but I found none. The reason why many Sodom and Gomorrah are destroyed is because there's no Abraham to negotiate. You didn't hear what I say. So the partnership part of God, relationship with God, is going to save you a lot of mess. Why am I having marital delay? Check it. There is a principle that governs getting married early. Search for the principle. Every journey with God requires you to sit down and ask yourself, what is my role in this matter? What is my part there? Until you begin to understand that God does nothing for any man without partnership, you will stop wasting your destiny. Obasanjo did not become a president because he's the best or is the highest rank in the military. No, head of state rather. He didn't become all that. If you learn the history of Obasanjo, you will understand that there is a principle that governs how a man can come from nothing and become something. The name was given to him because he was given out to go and serve as a servant just for his father to get money to sponsor the church. The man had no money. So I said, okay, what can I do? You bondmen, can you give me money? Carry this boy. Let him go and serve you until you finish paying the money. And he took the money to church. God said, he will. You dare put this boy there. For my sake, I will show you what I can do with men. And God picked Obasanjo from nothing. He was in the prison. We voted for him. Be careful of a man that carries principle. Because he can repeat the process again and again and again. Head of state twice. President over Nigeria. What do? You do nothing. He's the only president that nobody can probe. There's something sitting upon the man. You thought it's clever. Forget it. Principles. I rather suffer a servant than to sleep with the wife of my boss. Why? How can I do such and offend God? Who taught Joseph all those things he's saying? And the Bible said God is with him. Oh, I'm not surprised. No educational background, no political background, yet he became the prime minister in Egypt. There is a principle, sir. There's a partnership. You know why I picked the subject of mercy? Because that's where all of us put our prayer. I would have just preached today on breaking financial limitation. But this is where all of us are hiding. And I'm going to shock you today that this is why your prayers have been delayed. God will just have mercy on me. Just have mercy on me. And God say, did you say mercy? I say yes. Let me run so that we can establish my point. In the spirit realm, you can bless me. In the spirit realm, before any man's case is attended to, please listen to this. All petition is considered. The track record of that man is visited. Anytime you make a case before God, anytime you make a petition to heaven, anytime you call on God on a subject matter, you know they will not attend to your matter. First thing they do in the spirit realm is to check your track record. Oh, this is going to bless somebody now. In the kingdom of darkness, let me start from that one. You remember in the book of Acts that, oh my God, when the sons of Sceva went there to rebuke a demon, the demon did not speak first. They started addressing the demon. While the demon was quiet, they didn't know that an investigation was conducted. The demon went into track record. Let me see how dead you are, how pure you are, what authority you have, how anointed you are, what price have you paid? What sacrificial price have you paid to command me? And then when the demon found out that there was none of that, the demon said, wait, oh, are you saying I should go out? Paul, I know, he used to command us. In fact, the last time he broke my finger, he broke my leg. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. I've checked the record. Your name is not there. Who are you? If demons check track record to know whether to respond to your command or not, what do you think happens in the kingdom of God? You are not there. So anytime you make a case, make petition, oh God, prosper me this year, 2021. I want to become a millionaire. I receive my first 10 billion. I receive my... While you are pronouncing, proclaiming, declaring, heaven is not moved by your noise. They go back and check your track record. On what principle should we bless you? Number one, they ask, who are you? Who is that guy making noise? On what principle? So they'll say, you are making demand. Oga, on what principle? Why do you think we should bless you among 7.2 billion people on earth? Show us a proof. And you just know, Allah Mashe Noni. Allah Mashe is a good God. Ah, I've told you in this house, his name is I Am. If you don't follow the principle and he didn't answer your prayer, call him a stupid God. He will answer you loud and clear. Yes, I am. So anytime you are seeking for promotion, progress, prosperity, power, don't just be carried away with the noise of making demand, of making petition. Anytime you cry to heaven, they don't look at your voice. They go to check your track record. If you are qualified, they will ask you over and over again, on what principle should we bless you? On what principle? Mercy is when God considers your track record to favor you. Let me repeat that. Mercy is when God considers your track record to favor you. Because he could also follow a track record to see what your grandfather, all the evil that you did in your family, and punish you. But whenever man is to be promoted by God, God goes to the track record and check in order to favor. Has he done something that worth this blessing? Bless you, sir. Are you listening to me? Are you with me? Can I proceed? Okay. Oh God, bless me with money. Bless me with money. They say, no problem. To give him the power to make wealth and riches is in the hand of God. He can supply. But what principle of prosperity have you kept? They will check your seeding, tithing, giving, sowing. They check up and down. And they will consider, when you do all that, did you give it grudgingly or you give it from your heart? If you qualify, they say, now bless him. Let me give you a few examples. You remember in the book of Luke chapter 13, verse 16. Let me show you something. This is getting interesting. Jesus met a woman who was bent for 18 years. She had done everything. The Bible says she could not lift up herself, verse 13, in no wise. She did all her best. And when Jesus saw her, he stretched forth his hand and he said, be made whole. And she stood up, and the Pharisees were attacking and saying, he is not supposed to heal her. Jesus said, there is a track record. Look at what he said. Let's go back to 16. Thank you. I've explained that part. And ought not this woman, look at the track record, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan had bound loose 18 years, be loose this day on this day? Why did this woman get healed? It's not because she prayed. It was Jesus went to a track to check. Who is she connected to? For on what principle should we bless her? He said we can bless her because she's a daughter of Abraham. This is healing. We are not even talking of money now. A track record was checked. I quoted a scripture to the workers this morning. Exodus 23:25. Why are you sick and you are asking for healing? Anytime you are saying, oh God, heal my body, they go back to check your track record. Have you served? Because the reason why your body should be healthy is when you serve the Lord. Am I communicating something to you? So that you will stop wasting your time in prayer. They don't consider your noise in heaven. What they check per request is the track record. Fast for 21 days. You sit down at home eating. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a bishop. God has not come into ministry. I cannot come and kill myself. I can't kill myself. Oh. And then you put television on, fold yours. Say, let them keep fasting. God, me, I didn't have any problem. When is time? And you say, oh God, I ask for mercy. Deliver me from this wickedness. God say, wait. Check the track record. When your mate was fasting, what were you doing? Stay there. Yeah, there. Because you have violated the law. You thought Noah found mercy. Is that not what the book of Genesis chapter 8 says? 6 rather. He said, and Noah found grace, Abby. And when, you know, we are funny. The shallow Christian who read Bible from the surface. You know, we have made the prayer point in church. Oh God, the way Noah found grace, let me find grace. Oh God, Noah among the generation found grace. And then we make it prayer. We will sweat and swear. God say, ah, oh my show, I like burning. You know, the Bible says, my people perish, not because the enemy have power. They perish because they lack knowledge. Let me tell you why Noah found grace. Are you ready for this? How many of you remember the man called Enoch? You remember? The Bible says Enoch lived for 300 years. Is that correct? He walked with the Lord and he was not. Answer me now. You remember that the son of Enoch is Methuselah. Methuselah lived how many years? 969. And I've had people pray. I saw Lomo Jekaye Mioba Jebiti Methuselah. Yes, now. Haven't you heard that? That there was no record. He was the oldest in the Old Testament. And there's no record of anything good about him. Calm down. Let's travel. Then he gave birth to a son. This Methuselah. His name is Lamech. Is that correct? Lamech died less than 900 years. But the Bible said this Lamech gave birth to a child called Noah. Noah was a grandson to Methuselah. The one you said is a useless man. God spared Methuselah in order to mentor Noah into the principle that his father, Enoch, lived and obtained from God. So God made Methuselah to stay and say, since Lamech had died, stay, mentor this boy so that he can understand the consistency of the ways of the Lord. Wait, let me show you this. Who taught Noah to offer a sacrifice after the flood? You didn't catch it again. After the flood, he provided a sacrifice, and God said, from today, I will not destroy the earth with the flood again. Who taught him, sir? It was not the era of law. It was not given by Moses. He had learned a principle from his grandfather, Methuselah, which he got from Enoch, his own father. So God spared his life so that he can mentor Noah into his destiny. And so the Bible says, this guy had gotten a love principle. He found grace. In this kingdom, nothing just happened. No lucky. I'm telling you, no lucky. You know, I love the prayer we pray in church. Ah, it's just a matter, especially we pastors. Celebrate daddy for me, please. I have seen him time with that number saying, my daughter, don't worry. It's a matter of time. It's good. You will be fine, you will be fine. Daddy will encourage, encourage, encourage. You know, that's the work of a pastor. Are you listening to me? Time will not change anything. Time is a revealer. Time will only give us the report card of what you have done with your life. Haven't you had people 10 years ago saying, it's a matter of time, we're going to make camp for this Nigeria. Up to now, they don't make nothing. Time doesn't change anything. So Noah found grace based on the principle he has learned. I'm still talking to you about how to break forth financially. So anytime you summon heaven, oh God, I received the millionaire anointing. I enter my level of anointing. They will say, no problem. We have had you. Let's check your track record. You know, when you want to submit for visa, it doesn't matter where you are going to. You must submit your statement of account. They will check how much enter here. How is money entering and going out of your account? Without that, you are not getting any visa. Track record. That's what they are trying to check at the embassy. Let me run. So anytime you petition heaven or you call for intervention, they ask, who is the person talking? Who are you? Number two, on what principle? Why do you think we should answer you? What do you present? What record do you have here that will make us to release what you are asking for? Some of us have nothing. There's no record. And those who are giving also, they give with grudging. It's not acceptable. So the track record is not something God can consider. So we stay on the mountain, cry and cry and cry, and God say, you are just crying. There's no prayer point for money. Give and it shall be given unto you. Until I see you give, I'm not responding to that request. People like Abraham were considered. Their track record spoke for them. David, the sure mercies of David. You saw it in Isaiah. It sounds sweet. How did David got into that covenant that God put a covenant of mercy upon his life? You didn't even ask a question. You just pray and claim and I receive and I claim and I claim. And God said, keep claiming. What I'm watching is not how much you claim. What I'm looking for is the track record of the principle you have kept. Anointing is cheap when the track record is clean. Power is available when you keep track records. Money, prosperity. I have kept track record of over 10 years of my life. Never down one day. I've been preaching like this all my life. I've been preaching, I've been doing VG from January 2 of this year. Every day, VG. Preaching morning, night, doing up and down, fasting. Why am I not sick? There's a principle, sir. I found it 11 years ago. Not one day. There's a track record. I know what I did. I can tell you the track record of how I got anointing and power. I can tell you how I became a prophet. There's a track record of what I followed. We are lazy to follow principle. And you will stay long in your wish. Many things will never come to reality. I'm trying to run now because of time. How did David got this covenant of mercy? Let me give you 3 points as I'm rounding up. I'm done with my message if you don't know. I'm here just to challenge you. Stop putting everything on God. Whenever you call on Him, He checks your track record. Number one, in the Bible, the entire scripture told us that the word inquire, appeared 40 times. Out of those 40 times, 9 times did David said, oh God, shall I go? Shall I go? Shall I go? So David was a man of absolute obedience. Track record. We are using David as a case study so that you can also see your life and know if you were worthy of mercy or not. He's a man who inquires. He's a man of track records. Obedience. He wanted to go. God said, don't go. Stay until you hear a sound. He said, yes, sir. Shall I go? Can I overcome? God said, go. You will overcome. Track record. A man of absolute obedience. Track record. Number two, a genuine concern for God. Track record. In 1 Chronicles chapter 15, we saw David employed musician. This man is dangerous. David was the only king in Israel that employed 3,000 choir, paying them every day to sing before God, morning and night. 3,000 choir were singing before the Ark of Covenant. 1 Chronicles 15. David. A genuine concern for God. Building a track record. Obedience, concern for God. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, the Bible says in verse 1, when God had given him rest, he called Nathan the prophet. He said, I want to build a house for God. And Nathan said, go and do as you wish. Let me show you something. When it was middle of the night, God came to Nathan and said, did you hear what David said? David said, you want to build a house for me. And you answer him casually like that? He said, for 480 years after I took you out of Egypt, I never asked anybody to build me a house. David said he wants to build me a house and you want to go and sleep. Sit down, let me talk to you. So let me tell you something. Because of what David did, I'm going to give Israel rest. Somebody say one. Number two, I will make sure that his seed remains on the throne of Israel forever. You see, God has spoken that word finish before he thought of the consequence of what he said. And that's why there's no family that can be related to Jesus than the family of David, because his government shall be forever. Look at number three. God said to David, to Nathan, tell my servant David, his son that shall be upon the throne, even if he offend me, I will chastise him with the rod of men. But my mercy will I not take from him the way I took it from Saul. You know you are good in judgment. He said, Solomon had 300 wives. 700 concubines. You thank God for your statistics. Don't be shocked to meet Solomon in heaven. Track record. You want to build me a house? Let me show you what I can do too. Track record. Track record. Solomon gave God 1,000 bull. God checked the bull. He said, where is this blood and offering coming from? Who is that? Ogakilode, your sacrifice is getting my attention in heaven. Oh, he said, Lord, there's nothing. I just want to serve your people. Give me wisdom. God said, no, I will bless you. You have a track record that attracts blessing. So, not just that God concern is in the heart of David. David was so merciful that he even showed God mercy. Did you hear that? He was so merciful because God did not discuss this issue of building with anybody. But David thought in his heart, let me show God mercy. David was so merciful that he showed his enemy mercy. A track record. A track record. I'm asking you today, why do you think God should bless you? Why? Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. How many of you want to become millionaire? Let me see your hand. Okay, bring it down. How many of you want to become billionaires? Everybody again. Answer me. Why should God ever make you that? He is still battling with you on the subject of tithe. You got 1 million. You can't pay 100,000. Why should you make you a millionaire? Why? The last time you got 2 million, you stopped coming to church. Why should he? We have checked your track record. You are not qualified. You know, I was told about an analysis a man of God made. This is the house of the Lord. You are here now, this church. This is your altar. The man of God here is your prophet. Why do you think his anointing should ever work for you? Let me show you something. Whenever you make a call on your phone, MTN does not care, or Glow or Airtel. They don't care how important your discussion is going to be. They don't care how emergency it is for you to make a call. Once you dial the number, the first thing they go to do is to check your track record. Do you have what it takes for them to be your messenger? If they check your account and there's nothing there, you will only be frustrated. They will not pass through the call. Are you with me? Tell me why should God bless you? Because all this why, you didn't know that God was checking your track record if you qualify or not. You want to prosper? You must have a track record of ceaseless and genuine giving. Consistency. I'm done with my message, I told you. You want to get married? Oh God, give me your son. I want a born again Christian, a rich man, a wonderful man of God, a fearful one, humble, caring, loving. Anytime you send that prayer point to heaven, God check your track record. Ah, he was in Kechi. Overkin for a lomo. God cannot risk the life of his children for a woman who is not a wife material. Am I communicating? Oh God, in this Lagos, I possess my possession. I build my mansion. I build my duplex. Keep building with your mouth. I build it. I take it. I enter. I open the door. I sit down. I sit down. I sit down. And the house of God need 1 million. You could not even look into your purse and build the house of God. You know what the scripture said that scared me? It said, my house is desolate. Ye build house for yourself. He said, I will make sure that that house becomes desolate. Why should God give you the key of a house free of charge? Why should men give you land? When last you thought of the project of the house of God and you say, you know what? I'm not ready to build this house yet. I don't even have the money. Hey, agent, sell this land. Give me the money. Let's go and build the house of God first. When you do those stupid things, God look at you and say, ah, are you sure? They didn't force you. You want to build my house first. Let me show you how I can make somebody a landlord without building a house. You have two cars at home. Your pastor is carrying Okada. And you are in the church shouting, amen. Amen. We don't even know the difference between amen and your man. Amen. God is saying, keep shouting, man, dear. Am I communicating with you? Your pastor is fasting, waiting upon the Lord that he should make a way for you. And then you keep saying amen to the prayer. And the pastor is looking for what to break his fasting with. And you are saying amen. They say, don't worry, it's just amen. Track record. How desperate have you become to God? You want God to take steps for you. How many dangerous steps have you taken for God? How many? What can you do for God? You don't know that the price for all of God is all of you. If you look for him part time, he will answer you part time. Treat him like a beggar, he answers you like a beggar. You come to the place of offering all the time. The greatest amount of money that your offering has been is 15 naira. The money we give to a beggar, and you want him to answer you like a millionaire? No, sir. You treated me like a beggar, I will answer you like a beggar. You make God number two in your life, he will put your case in second batch. Track record. If you don't remember anything I said in today's message, remember I say track record. Anything in this kingdom, a record must be considered. The king could not sleep because of your noise. Heaven could not sleep. He said, okay, even though I cannot sleep, bring the book of remembrance. Let's check what? Track record. God is going to break financial limitation in your life. But from today, I want you to be conscious of track record. They have started again. They say we should sell CD. They've started again. It doesn't matter what you give. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, even if I give my body to be born and I have no charity, it said, I am done it in vain. So it's not just giving. Is your giving, is it acceptable? I pay my tithe. I give my offering. I keep asking you, where did the tithe come from? When did you become CBN governor that printed the money? Was it not God that brought the money in the first place before you tithe? Why are you now stingy to God and telling him story, foolish story? Oh God, I pay my tithe. Is he not the one who gave you the money? Tell me, why should God bless you, sir? Why? Why? What record have you kept? Rise up on your feet. I guarantee you, God has no problem to lift any man. He's only asking you, why? On what principle? Why should I bless you? Why? I want you to answer this question to yourself. Because anytime you make petition, they ask, on what principle? Why? Why? Why should God bless you? Why? Why should he make you a millionaire? Why? In a whole year, your offering is calculated. 50 naira this Sunday, 50 naira next Sunday. In a month, that's 200. 200 times 12. Your offering in the church is 2,400 naira per year. And you are calling the God of that church to make you millionaire. You are joking. It's important you understand this so that you not run 2021 the way you run the previous year. On what principle should God bless you? I want you to pray before I release my final blessing on the church. I've been with you for a couple of days. Help me, Lord, to keep an acceptable track record. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Talk to him quietly. Help me to keep records. Help me to be...
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.